I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. American pastor Andrew Brunson's third hearing in Turkey earlier today could go either way. Pastor Brunson's been in jail for a year and a half now in Turkey on false terrorism and espionage charges. Open Doors' David Curry says, for now.
Pray for him, for his family, of course, and for those like him. I think we pray for strong leaders in these countries, for faithful people to stand strong in the face of the storm so that the church can do what the church is called to do, to be salt and light, to help, to serve, to love in Jesus' name.
Next, Christian refugees were planning on returning home to Afrin, Syria. But Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says
everything had been pretty politically stable there for a long time, and they felt that it was now time when they could go back. Unfortunately, within weeks of that, there were huge bombings. There were Turkish army attacks on Afrin.
So the violence has sparked a renewed movement of refugees. Would you pray safety for the refugees and boldness for the church as the situation continues to unfold?
The biggest miracle that we should be praying for is the salvation of more and more and more Muslims around the world.
And recently, Wycliffe Associates became aware of 10 language groups in the Middle East and North Africa that have small bands of Christians without a Bible. Now, these Christians live in fear or in geographic isolation, making it challenging to provide the tools and manpower needed to help translate the scriptures. However, President Bruce Smith sees this as an opportunity.
We can either be bystanders or we can be participants, and we certainly want to encourage and invite everyone to be participants along with us.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.